Clothing stores have a major problem on their hands. They have too many things. And it comes at a time when many shoppers are tightening their budgets and wondering if they really need that new pair of gym shorts. NPR's Alina Selyukh reports.
If you've been to a clothing store lately, you might have noticed it. Full racks, price cuts, promises of particularly good holiday sales.
Black Friday deals!
This one's a JCPenney latest.
And boots and coats, and boots and coats!
And actually, coats and shoes aren't even the biggest stars of this year's sell-off. It's kind of regular stuff. Brian Ehrig is with a consulting firm, Kearney.
We've really seen it across the board. We're talking tops, bottoms, sleepwear. All of those products are really seeing quite a glut.
A glut of inventory, as in some big chains found themselves with extras, extra colors, extra sizes and styles. For instance, Levi's ended up with too many jeans, Gap with too many hoodies, Kohl's with fleece and pajamas.
Like Nike's been discounting shorts and t-shirts and sandals.
Christina Fernandez is an analyst at Telsey Advisory Group. She says Nike for a while was flagging inventory concerns, but kind of like no big deal. And then this fall, the tone got much more urgent.
They usually tend to downplay, I say, you know, when there's things to be concerned about. And they did not.
Nike executive Matt Friend told investors the biggest issue was clothes in the U.S. market.
We effectively have a few seasons landing in the marketplace at the same time.
In any year, clothing stores do this tightrope act, trying to predict trends months in advance. And think back on recent pandemic years. First, in the blink of an eye, it was all stretchy pants, pajamas, and house dresses. Clothing stores were empty, going bankrupt. Then a shopping boom. Retailers hit the gas pedal, ordering more and more, just as suddenly travel and parties and the return to office changed everything again.
A lot of the things that people have been wearing over the last couple of years are not the same things that they're wearing now.
Through it all, shipments from Asia have seen lots of disruptions. Many stores worried about another mess and decided to take no chances on this holiday season. They've been ordering ahead even earlier than usual, and that's how you get the Nike problem, with summer, fall, and winter orders all kind of here at the same time, some too late, some too early. Add to all this rapid soaring inflation.
It added to a confluence of events of, you know, getting some inventory late, others that you didn't really need, and then consumers' demand slowing.
Spending on clothes is expected to decline this holiday season. Inflation has hit clothes much less than other products. Prices are up about 4% compared to a year ago, actually falling for the past 2 months. Adam Davis works with retailers as a managing director at Wells Fargo, and he says stores are deciding what to do with their excess stockpile of clothes.
They could discount it and kind of lick their wounds and maybe buy it less going into next year. They can pack away the inventory. And if it's evergreen, meaning it's a white t-shirt or whatever, kind of that staple item, or they can move it to a discount chain.
Or all of the above, which in the end means probably widespread deals for the holidays. Whether people decide they actually want more clothes is a whole other thing. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.